Hey guys, welcome back to Spirituality for the Real World. Today I'm talking about feedback. So basically my experience with feedback used to be tied completely to my career. I feel like I developed this attachment because my incredible boss is always asking for feedback from me or letting me know that he has some for me. But what about implementing feedback outside of your work environment and including it in your social life, like in your friendships? So I think it is more rare to experience a conversation founded upon feedback within a friendship as opposed to a romantic relationship, because friendships are just more casual in general. So feedback within them isn't interpreted as valuable, right? But that's kind of what I want to change. So like, for example, the other night I was hanging out with one of my best friends. We were talking about if our other friend was going to meet up with us later. And so when we were talking about our plans with him, I just decided to let her know, oh, speaking of our friend, he told me the other night that you give really good advice. And I didn't have to bring this up, and it was pretty random, but my friend's face lit up and I could tell that she really enjoyed receiving this feedback. Like, how good does that feel to know that your friends are talking about you in a positive way, and that one of them, me in this example, thought, you know, it was important enough to deliver to her as feedback while we were just like getting ready together to go out for the night. So I think it's important, in order for your connections to strengthen, to actively look for these opportunities to sneak in some positive feedback. We don't have to always be in such a formal setting to deliver feedback, although we usually are, because it's a common occurrence at work. So after I told my friend that she gives really good advice, she told me that I was a really good listener and that I give good advice in a different, more spiritual way. So sweet. Like, what an angel she is for sending me that feedback. It felt like such a great interaction that strengthened our already pretty strong bond. And here's the thing. Friendships that you cherish are obviously already great, and maybe you do already have an active feedback loop. But it's not something that I found to be common within most of my connections. So I make it a point to look for these opportunities to say things like, I'm proud of you, or you handled that situation really well, or thank you for being you, or you're a great friend. Sometimes we take our friendships for granted and we get so caught up in the fun moments because they're already fun, but I feel like they can be maximized by implementing a feedback loop like this. It's up to us to find these opportunities and tell our friends what they mean to us in a way more casual setting. Birthdays are usually when we receive feedback, but I think that this experience needs to expand beyond receiving a birthday card once a year that says, "Happy B-Day, I'm so lucky to be your friend." So my mission, kind of, to expand when feedback exists, even connected me on a deeper level to a formerly new friend a year ago, which I found to be really inspiring during one of our conversations. He was telling me a story about how he was hanging out with one of his friends in Malibu, and I said, "Sounds so fun and productive." And he said, about his friend, "He is good people's, one of my favorites." And that in itself, I loved because he didn't have to tell me that. But doing so just made me feel like I knew him better as a person, you know, because he shared that, which to me meant that he cherishes his friendships deeply, which I do too. And then I said, "You should tell him." And he replied, "I definitely say I love you to my friends." And then he sent me a picture of a tweet he had posted a few months earlier that said, "One trend I'm really into in 2019. A lot of my friends are saying I love you, and I'm saying it right back. Feels good to be loved, feels good to share love." So obviously I loved that so much because it's a form of feedback, right? Saying I love you to my friends is so standard for me. I can't imagine it any other way. But saying you love someone might not be as easy as letting them know that they're a good listener. So if you're going to work on incorporating feedback into your conversations with your friends, you might be more attracted to something less intense as I love you, you know, to begin with. So my friend then said, "It's a very 2019 thing for sure. I feel like most people in our age range say it most." And I said, "You know, why do you think that is?" And he said, "We're aware of how woke we are, for lack of a better phrase, LOL. We're in touch with ourselves." And I loved that because it's true. And it's nice, you know, when other people recognize something that you recognized, and that's when I realized that real isn't that rare. And there are people who align with your beliefs, and they enter your life when you open yourself up. But we've already talked about that on this podcast, so back to today's topic, which is feedback. So I feel committed to changing the narrative around it because giving it feels so good and receiving it feels so good. So whatever makes you feel good, I think we should continue to execute and implement whenever we find those opportunities. Thanks for listening, you guys. Take care. Bye.